Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions. This is the second hour, and we'd love to have your phone calls and your text messages on any gardening issues you have. It is celebrating Halloween this weekend, and we're going into it. And so we will be talking about scary bats. They're not so scary. They're cute. So I'm going to be talking about that. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and your everyday garden geek. I love to geek out on plants. And we have our wonderful producer, Lizzie, with us this morning. She's here to take your phone calls. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning.
And we are celebrating Halloween this weekend. And it's going to be a wonderful time for it. It's going to be nice weather. It's a little warm, about 5 degrees warmer than normal. But it should be no rain. And because we've got so much, if you're in North Florida, Jacksonville area, you're going to be getting some rain this weekend. But South Florida is going to be getting the rain. So the West Coast, doesn't look like you're going to get rain this week. So, you know, you'll have to use the supplementary irrigation if you have plants that are kind of drooping or sad with the heat. But not necessarily. If they look fine, you don't need to water.
Yeah, and that's, you know, like I'm all for, I have no problem with rain. Like I don't like Seattle rain, but I like Florida rain with a little bit of thunderstorm. But there's still places holding water. And I'm like,
I know.
Am I selfish and go, oh, we need some rain because our grass is brown and crisp right now? Or,
right.
You know.
But you can still see flooding. Thursday, there was still flooding in the streets, you know, after that rain, that 5 inches they got. And so, yeah, no, we're kind of, being ungrateful, but we desperately need it. We need to get the water. And it goes back into the aquifer, and that's
right.
What's good about it. So 1-888-455-2967. If you're in the gardening area and would like to talk to us, we'd love to hear you. And you don't have to, you know, any kind of problem, or maybe even just if you'd like to say your garden's doing great, we'd love to hear that and brag about you. Or you can text us at 23680 if you're in the garden area. So now, John, he texted last hour, and he, let me go right back here. So let me get to it. And, yeah, there we go. So he said, my question is, his Mexican Ruellia has white marks like paint on it, the leaves. And Lizzie, you and I both said, we haven't seen this, have we?
Correct.
And so guess what it is? It is not an insect issue, and it's not a disease. Well, it's not a disease, because I was thinking it was maybe powdery mildew or scale. No, it's a little tiny mite that is caused by the Eriophyid mites. And they go on and they distort the leaves, John. So I don't necessarily know if you need to treat it because they're saying that, you know, if the damage is already done. What I would like you to do, though, is to cut back your Mexican Ruellias, your Mexican petunias, and let them grow back. So cut them back, dispose of everything. Don't put it in your compost pile. Go ahead and throw it away and let them come back. So this is something that's relatively new. They haven't seen it on Mexican Ruellia before, but it is a mite issue. Okay, so you're going to want to make sure that you're fertilizing correctly so they're nice and healthy. But go ahead and cut them down to the ground. They will recover, and then you don't have to look at the damaged leaves anymore. So great question. I love learning new things. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we have these insect issues and disease issues that come into the state and we don't know they're here. That's why it's always important. If you notice something in your yard that's going on that you're not familiar with, let somebody else know. Call in to Better Lawns and Gardens and let me know, and then, or call your county extension office and say, is this normal? And that kind of alerts them to that there's an issue starting in the area.
There you go.
And, you know, we do get lots of different issues. And so, you know, you can give us a call, too. And again, your problem may be somebody else's problem. What kind of herbs can you be growing right now? You can be growing anise, basil, bay, laurel, borage, cardamom, chervil, chives, coriander, dill, and fennel, which are great for butterflies. You can be planting garlic and lavender, the phenomenal lavender, does especially well here in Florida. It can take our heat and our humidity. Lemon balm, lovage, mint. We're eating mints today in the studio. Nasturtium, oregano, rosemary, sage, sweet marjoram, tarragon, thyme, and watercress. And so, you know, the herbs do well in the fall, and the woody ones like the rosemary, you can just put straight out in your garden and treat just like a shrub. So Linda from Bradford, Florida, she is in zone 8B. Are there flowering plants that we can start from seed now, like nasturtium, marigold, pansies, that are edible in salads? Well, yes, you can, you know, the zinnias and the marigolds, again, are edible. They have a peppery taste to them. Also, too, you can roses. Roses are good in salads, and they have it. Also, the geraniums, you know, they have a different unusual taste there. But you definitely look at the spring flowers, the stalk. You could be planting those too as well. Pansies and violas,
okay,
you can be planting. So, yes, there's a lot of edible flowers out there that you can, you know, start from seed right now and then plant in your garden for November, December. I would not necessarily start planting pansies right now. So they may be showing up in the nursery centers. If you're in North Florida, possibly planting them now. Kind of want to wait till November. Okay. We still are going to get warm temperatures and those, you know, high 80s. It's still a little warm. Still a little warm for ryegrass. You don't want to be planting the ryegrass seed right now. You'll do that in November. If you want to mow your lawns all winter long, plant ryegrass seed, and you'll be able to do that. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
We live in a cancel culture that is quick to cancel people out when they make a mistake. Our world needs the message of grace now more than ever before. So what is grace? Grace is unmerited favor. It's receiving something we don't deserve. And that's what God gives to us through faith in Jesus Christ. Every single one of us deserves God's judgment, for we all sin. The good news, though, God doesn't cancel us out. Instead, the Bible says He canceled out our sins by nailing them to the cross. That's what makes grace so amazing. And how do we receive this amazing grace? First, admit we don't deserve His love. Then we pray for His forgiveness. Then ask Jesus to take control of our heart and lives. Grace is His gift to us. It really is amazing. This is Bryant Wright, experiencing His grace every day, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
October is National Pedestrian Safety Month, and a time to remind everyone that pedestrian safety is a shared responsibility. Pedestrians, walk on sidewalks, or if a sidewalk isn't available, walk facing traffic. Watch for cars exiting driveways or backing up in parking lots, and remain visible at all times. Motorists, failing to yield to pedestrians in crosswalks could result in a citation and points on your driver's license. Remember, pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. That's 800-712-8082. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I love the ocean.
Me? I love a slow winding river.
I love the lake. Slick as glass.
But nothing compares to what you love inside the boat.
My family.
My child.
My best friend from first grade.
If you're behind the wheel of a boat, pay attention. That way your favorite water will always be safe water. Learn more about boating safety at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and we are going to hear from John Denver. He just came in, and we're going to have the dirty word of the day. Good morning, John.
He said not today.
He said not today? We don't have John Denver. I'm so disappointed. There we go.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling.
The dirty word of the day is daughter, D-O-D-D-E-R. Have you ever heard of daughter?
No.
Well, I think you may have seen it because you are out in the woods a lot and mm-hmm. you're trucking. And so you may have seen daughter as you drove through the Ocala National Forest or by a wooded stretch along the highway. It's perfect for Halloween because its a color is dark yellow to orange colored mass of silly string that appears to be draped over the top of the plants. Daughter is a parasitic plant. Instead of developing a root system that processes chlorophyll to produce food from the sun on its own, this weed invades other plants and sucks their energy it requires from them. It spends its entire life simply eating and using the nutrients and water another plant has absorbed and produced. Daughter germinates from a seed in early summer. Instead of sending out a root system into the soil, it puts all its energy into producing a stem that spirals around as it grows, looking for a host plant to invade. This small seedling can only live a couple of weeks without a host. Once it locates a host plant, it attaches itself by twining tightly around a stem and inserting a small hosatorium into the plant. This appendage allows daughter to steal nutrients and water from its host and begin its life as a parasite, completely dependent upon another plant for survival. As daughter grows, it sends out more stems that spiral around to eventually intrude on other plants. Like all plants, daughter flowers and produces seed as it matures, and one plant produces thousands of small black seeds that can lay dormant in the soil for up to 20 years before germinating. About 5 to 10% of the seeds it produces germinates the following year. The best way to control daughter is to prevent it from ever gaining access to your property. Be certain to buy only clean, certified seed and make sure to keep all annuals and perennials clean of daughter. When bringing soil into your yard, check to be certain it does not have daughter. If you're already dealing with this pesky weed, remove it and the host plant as quickly as possible. If you cannot eliminate the host plant, apply a pre-emergent in the spring to kill it as it germinates in the early summer. So if you're driving along and you see all these white or these orange silly string across a plant.
Yes.
You've seen that.
Yes.
That is called dodder, and it's a vampire.
It's
like, parasitic. It sucks the life out of the host plants.
I'm like, what kind of satanistic plant is this taking over?
So if you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. And if you would like to text us, it's 23680. So I hope we got some text messages and say no John today. They were very sad. So we're glad we're able to play it. Let's go to David in California. Good morning, David.
Oh, morning. Yeah, I was just, you were talking about that dodder. Is that real similar to Spanish moss?
No, it's in a totally different family.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Spanish moss is in the Tillandsia family.
Oh, I see. And if I remember right, does Spanish moss work with, it absorbs nutrient from the air?
It does. It is an epiphyte, and it absorbs all its water and nutrients from the air. It does not hurt plants or trees unless the tree is declining and it just covers up and it can't get the sunlight. So,
oh, sure. Yeah. It's funny. I was up in Oregon not too long ago, and I saw something similar to it, and I was same color as Spanish moss, but whole opposite side of the country. So it's got to be either one or the other.
Right. Well, no, it's probably in the moss family, Tillandsia family. I don't know if it's Spanish moss or not.
Okay. Hey, well, what I was interested in asking, I ran into some property not excuse me, in not too long ago, I ran into some property that is like an open meadow, and it's still very wild, nothing nearby at all, and people there were interested in trying to get some, if there were endangered species there 50 or 100 years ago, is there a way of getting them reestablished? And so are there agencies? I know it's illegal to, you know, to go out and
harvest them, yeah.
Yeah. And so is there an agency that will actually facilitate it for you?
Well, you know, you could always contact your local county agencies, like your extension office, and they would know who in the area, you know, whether it's a university research or the Department of Federal Wildlife or not. Yeah, the Federal Wildlife Commission, and there's different agencies for endangered plants in each state. So I would contact them. Start off with your local county extension. University of California probably has more information for you in that area, and they can tell you which agencies, you know, are in control or who can, you know, help you in that area. Yes, they do. There is a lot of organizations out there.
Sure. Yeah, just thinking about some of these massive storms that have happened lately, you know, the endangered species have had a tough enough time as it is, and with these massive storms, I mean, in a way, it might be good in, partially if their seeds are being spread around in a
pot
or something, but at the same time, are they getting just, what was it up in when that big storm hit eastern Kentucky not too long ago. What did they get, 5 inches of rain in a half an hour?
Yes. No, it can damage them. But, you know, during our hurricanes, you know, like even orchids, you know, in the Miami area during Hurricane Andrew, orchids were just literally blown all over South Florida, and they just started to come back. And so Mother Nature has a way of reviving herself. It's, you know, if we can sometimes step out of the way and protect it during development. So the best way to, you know, to do it, and I know that building developers and the cities and counties in the regulation departments, they usually have to go check to see if there's any endangered plants on a development before they start to build. So hopefully that they catch them and we protect them. That's what's important.
Sure. Hey, one last thing. You were talking about orchids there. I was lucky enough, we did a long drive, and the woman I was driving with got this, one of these talking books of, is there a book that came out about the orchid industry of 10, it came out about 10 years ago.
Yeah, there is.
Fantastic.
It is a great book, and I don't have the name of it, but I do have it in my library, so I don't have it right off the top of my head.
they were talking about a couple of hundred years ago, the great industry of, you know, Europe wanted exotic plants from America. And when they hit Florida, they sent guys out there in deep into the jungles for, they'd be standing in swamp water for weeks on end. God knows.
So, no, you know, that's the sad part about new discoveries and what we knew back then and what we know now. I think we are really more environmentally aware now so that we try and protect that. So thank you so much for calling, David, and for listening in California.
My pleasure. Take care.
All right. Thank you. That was nice of David to call.
Yes.
Let us know he's listening. So we have a text message from High Springs. Is it too soon to plant tomatoes? No. You want to start off with transplants. And so, no, it is not too soon to start tomatoes. Plant your transplants. It may be a little too late for seeds if we get some early cold winters and stuff. But no, tomatoes will do just fine now.
I had a listener ask me, I ran into him at the store the other day, and they said, what is your most asked question? And I'm like, tomatoes. They're like, what? I'm like, no, like, I swear in my mind, you can grow tomatoes all year long in Florida because that's what we get questions on.
Yeah, no. Well, cherry tomatoes we can grow in the summertime. They cherry tomatoes basically grow, you know, all year round. It's when we get those freezes and they get knocked back.
Yeah.
You know, but no, tomatoes are the number one because they're really easy to see in the plant.
Right.
They turn red, right? And they're really easy to grow and they taste good. Most people love tomatoes.
I love tomatoes.
Yes.
Love them.
Weird, good. So when I was a little girl, we would go with my mama and dad and we would play in the park while they played tennis right after dinner and when it was dusk. And so it was still light and they would go down to the Tveri's tennis courts right there on Lake Dora.
Mm-hmm.
And we would take the extra tennis balls and we would throw them as high as we could in the air. And you know what that would do? That would bring the bats out.
Ooh.
And the bats would swoop down at the balls and, you know, their sonar, their radar detection, they would say, oh, that's not alive. I'm not going to go after that. But we would have so much fun throwing them up and watching the bats come out.
Love bats.
And say, you know, I do too. I love bats too. When we come back, I'm going to be giving you some really great bat information. If you would like to put up a bat house, we've got that. And we're going to be taking your gardening questions at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And you can also go to our Facebook page. You can see the How to Create a Goth Garden. I posted that from the Home Garden and Homestead website. And you can read that and see the photographs, my photographs. And then also, too, I got to tell you this. So let me hold on just a second here. I'm looking down. So, Lizzie, do you know how to mend a jack-o'-lantern?
No, but I'm sure you'll tell us right after the break.
We are. You have to wait for it. What do you use to mend a jack-o'-lantern? We'll be right back. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
Call 800-363-7934. 800-363-7934. That's 800-363-7934. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. And so before the break, I asked, what do you use to mend a jack-o'-lantern? And Lizzie?
Mend it or help?
Mend it.
Okay. Ooh, throw it in the garbage?
No, a pumpkin patch. There you go. What's a pumpkin's favorite sport?
Squash ball?
Yes, you got it. Squash.
Shut up. I was just guessing.
Yes, no, you squash. The world's largest pumpkin was grown by Larry Chekin of Pennsylvania in 2005. It weighed in at 1,469 pounds.
That's me after a Thanksgiving dinner.
That's as heavy as a cow. And so did you know that the fastest pumpkin carving ever was completed by a U.S. high school teacher, Steve Clark, on December 14th in 2000? He carved a pumpkin in 1 minute, 14.8 seconds. And it was 19 seconds quicker than the previous record.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's a lot. And so on Halloween, you know, bats are used a lot in different kinds of costumes and also in garden decorations. And they are really quite sweet, sweet, sweet animals. And so there are more than 1,300 species of bats around the world. Florida has 13 recognized species, though at least 20 species have been found in the state. So some are very common and some are not. They, the number of rabies, you know, a lot of people are afraid of the rabies that has been associated with bats, but it's really getting to be not an issue. The amount of fatalities in the United States has dropped to one death per year from rabies. And that's because the increase in domestic animal vaccination in developed countries. So, you know, bats do the risk is very, very low, but it should be considered a, you know, something to assess. You don't want to pick up a bat or any kind of wild creature that allows you near it.
Yes, please don't, because there was actually a child that lost its life a couple of years ago in Eustis from where the parents had brought a bat home to try to make it feel better, fix it, whatever.
Wow.
And the child got a hold of it. So
yeah, no, accident. So we don't want to do that. So that's too scary. So bats can be found in almost every type of habitat. They live in deserts, woodlands, suburban communities, caves, and cities. They make their homes in a variety of different structures. And the largest urban colony of bats in the United States lives in Austin, Texas, under the Congress Avenue Bridge during the summertime. It becomes a temporary home, the bridge, to more than 1.5 million Brazilian free-tailed bats. So that's really interesting. So the common bats in Florida are the Brazilian free-tailed bat, the southeastern myotis, the evening bat, the eastern red bat, the Seminole bat. There should be a gator bat in there, but there's not.
Right.
And a northern yellow bat. And so less common, you will find the tricolored bat, the endangered gray bat, the big brown bat, Raffianesque's big-eared bat, the hoary bat, and that's spelled H-O-A-R-Y, and the velvety free-tailed bat, and then the endangered Florida bonneted bat. So all bats in Florida are insectivores. If you live on a lake or on a swampy kind of area, conservation area, you definitely want to attract bats to your area. And you can do that with the bat houses. So I'm going to be posting some DIY sites that you can make your own bat houses today. So they also, too, are the pollinators for tequila and the for the agave plant. So they pollinate the flowers and they reproduce the seeds. And so while the bats certainly drink a lot of nectar, they don't get drunk from the agave plant. But it is one of the reasons why we have tequila is because the bats pollinate the flowers. Bats are not blind, like I was talking about at the in the last segment. They use echolocation to spot their prey. And they forage for food 25 to 30 miles from their home each night and return each morning before dawn. They fly at heights of 20 to 50 feet above the ground, but they have been reported several thousand feet in the sky. So what I love about bats is they're mammals, and they nurse their babies, which are called pups.
Aww.
So have you ever seen a bat baby nursing?
I have not, but I love bats. I really do.
And so they're just so, so sweet, and they're just such good mothers. Instead of arms or hands, they have wings, and their wings have a bone structure similar to the human hand. Between the bones are flaps of skin, and they're very lightweight to make it easy to fly. The Western pipistrelle bat weighs less than a penny, while the great mastiff bat weighs about 2 ounces. Bats have fur on their bodies and sometimes including their head. Their wings, however, do not have fur. They range in colors from red, tan, brown, and gray. And their ears tend to be large and noticeable, many times sticking up on the side of the head. So the smallest bat in the United States is the Western pipistrelle bat, which grows to be 2.5 to 3.5 inches, while the longest bat, the largest bat, is a greater mastiff bat, and it can grow as long as 7 inches with more than a wingspan of 21 to 23 inches.
Holy cow.
Yes. Baby bats are big compared to the mom. They give birth to one pup at a time, and sometimes they have twins. A birth, pups can weigh about 25% of the mother's weight. And that is incredible because that's like a human giving birth to a 30 or 40 pound baby.
Oh, wow.
So poor mama.
Thank you.
Yes, poor mom. And so they spend a lot of time, mothers, grooming and caring for their babies. And they often have to eat, mothers have to eat about twice the amount of insects so that they can survive and nurse their baby. So bat guano is a great fertilizer because it has a lot of nitrogen, phosphate, and potassium, all great for plants to grow. But, you know, be careful, again, around bat guano. It does carry diseases in it. So if you'd like to attract bats, you want to grow plants that bloom at night, like the evening primrose, the nighttime blooming cereuses, the agave plant, which blooms at night, and honeysuckle. These will these will all attract moths, which will then attract the bats because the bats eat the moths. So that is good. So they roost in tree cavities, underside of branches and palm fronds, in Spanish moss on utility poles and in sheds or underneath the eaves of a house. And one species of nectar-feeding bat has the longest mammal tongue in the world. This tongue is the equivalent of having a tongue 9 feet long. And here's the scary part. With such a long tongue, it cannot possibly keep it all in its mouth. So the fistulata's tongue is anchored in its chest in a cavity between the heart and sternum. Wow. So we're going to be back with more Better Lawns and Gardens. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. Let us know if you have bats around your property and that you love them or you hate them, but don't want to hate them. They're beneficial and good for the environment. We'll be right back. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-975-1374 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash. cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. That's 800-712-8082. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and if you have a gardening question, we'd love to hear from you. 1-888-455-2967. Like to give us a text message like Gail in Rockledge, you can give us a call at, or you can text at 23680. And so Gail says, I may have missed your comments about this, but your bat conversation reminded me of the bat face kufia, and she thinks it's adorable. And I do too, Gail. Bat face kufias are really pretty flowers, and they have two of the purple and red petals, and they look just like a bat, and that's perfect for a wonderful butterfly garden. The butterflies love it. Takes full sun, very drought tolerant, and takes our weather well. So, and it also does well on the beach. So that's a bat face kufia, C-U-P-H-E-A, and so we do appreciate that. And remind him, because it's, you know, there's so many different wonderful plants out there. Now, bat houses are important to get correct because you want to make sure that you are attracting them for the optimal occupation. So bat houses should be placed near a water source at least 10 feet above the ground in an unshaded region. Okay, they need to be in one area so that it's nice and warm there because they need to regulate their body heat and things. And so it should stay at a temperature that's not too hot, not too cold. And facing south or southeast, bat houses do really well. So, but it should not be right next to a tree or anything that will block sunlight or provide opportunities for predators to get in. So if you do, plant it next to a tree, then snakes and other types of creatures can get into the bat box. You want to make sure that the bat boxes have airtight seams. And as they are out in the atmosphere and out, they start to acclimate and they start to get warped. So you want to make sure that there's airtight seams, and you want to check on that each season. You want to also make it a dark color, as it tricks the bats into thinking the bat places are a secure place. Most often, the bright-colored bat boxes are a friendly welcome to other predators like snakes and eagles that will hunt down the bats in the bat box. You want to choose acrylic paints for your bat box, as they tend to stay longer than watercolors, and any other type of paint may, repel bats. And then it's always best to clean your bat box once a year, usually during the winter or autumn. And if you want to make sure you check it and be very careful because sometimes they can hide in the corners and you don't know they're there. But you want to check it to make sure you clean it out. Let's go to John in Cocoa Beach. Good morning, John. How can I help you?
Good morning. Yes, we have a hedge, and we think it's a Dracaena, and it's growing along our driveway. And we planted it quite a few years ago, and it's been progressively growing out into our driveway that our car is getting scratched up by the branches. And we really don't know what to do. If we trim it, it'll be all brown in there, and should we just cut it down and let it like regrow again?
Okay, I don't know whether it's a Dracaena or not. Can you describe it to me? What color are the leaves?
Dark green.
Dark green. Okay, and does it flower?
No.
No, it doesn't flower.
No.
Okay. I don't know whether or not it is a Dracaena or not, but, it just sounds like it may be the wrong plant in the wrong place if it's too big for that area, that it's going out into the driveway and scratching your cars, or if you cut it often to keep it off of the driveway, then you're seeing all the brown inside. I would say you want to, one time, bite the bullet, and I would wait until springtime after the winter, and I would cut it back by a third, cut the top and the sides off, and get that done. Look at the brown for a little while and let it recover, and where you can start the new growth on the inside. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, you're going to have to look at a little brown for a little while, but it'll get it to a shape and a size that is more manageable for you, that's not going out in the driveway. So pick a time in the springtime. If you're going away on vacation, do it right before you go away on vacation so you don't have to look at it. And, just cut it back by a third and just trim it back. You're going to see that brown, but it'll flush out again. Make sure you water it correctly before so it's hydrated and can take the stress.
Okay.
Okay.
Does it sound reasonable just to maybe spray paint it? I mean, when it's brown?
No, I would not spray paint it. I wouldn't spray paint it. No, that's not going to be good for the plant. Thank you so much for calling. That's John in Cocoa Beach. If you have a question, we've got just a few more minutes left. 1-888-455-2967. If you're in the garden area, we'd love to hear from you. If you would like to go to our Facebook page, Lizzie, you have something, and you also have a website.
Yes, that's right. It's amazing that WFLAOrlando.com, we are giving away all kinds of really cool tickets to different events coming up. So please go and visit our website. That's WFLAOrlando. Don't forget the Orlando.com. And go in there and check us out. You can also get caught up on podcasts and all that other really cool stuff we have
right
to offer.
Everything you talked about during the week will be up there.
That's right. And also, we got the Gator game that's going to be kicking off, I think. What time is it? Around 3 o'clock-ish?
Go Gators.
Oh, I love my Gators, but I really have a feeling that we're going to walk the dog. We're going to be the dog being walked, I guess you could say.
You're going to get swamped today.
There. I like that. Yes. Yes.
There you go. All right. And so if you missed any of today's show, you can go onto the website, betterlawns.com, and listen to it. You can go onto iHeartRadio and iTunes and listen to it. Spotify and all the different podcasts that you can see. We're just everywhere.
We are everywhere. We really are.
And if you love the show, please let your local radio station know, no matter where you are in the state, in Florida, in South Florida, we love all of our southern gardeners. And then in North Florida, let your station know that you love the show.
That is right. Also, Teresa, if somebody has a question for maybe next week, how do they get a hold of you, and can they send you pictures?
They can. They can get a hold of me by sending me an email, Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, .Watkins@live.com. Live is what you want your plants to be, so it's real easy to remember. Teresa.Watkins@live.com. And you can send me pictures. Give me a couple of days. Unless it's an emergency, just put emergency at the top. And, if you feel like you want to cut something and you don't know whether you should or not, always let me ask me.
That exactly. Hold back. Don't cut things
step
back.
Step away from the pruners, that kind of thing. And so I would love seeing the photographs because that really helps me.
Especially if you have, what did you call it, a gothic garden?
Gothic garden. Go to homegardenandhomestead.com and read my article on how to create a goth garden.
And if they send you pictures, you give Teresa permission and we can put them on the Facebook page.
That would be lovely.
From there. I would love that.
I would love that too. You know, when my children were little, I used to decorate the house and I would put on these horrible Halloween sounds and screams coming from my house. And it would be so funny because I'd watch out the window. You peek out the window to see who's coming by. And some of the parents would go, "Not that house, honey. That's a bad house." And so it would just be too scary for them. But I love decorating at Halloween time, just such great memories. And so I hope everyone has a lovely, lovely Halloween. Be safe out there and, you know, just enjoy it. It's just a wonderful time.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to have some more spirits, you know, in our life and just have a little bit of fun, you know.
Yes.
It's important. And so, Lizzie, thank you for a great show. I really do appreciate it. I want to give a big thank you to Dr. Jamie Daugherty with the University of Florida Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences, Lake County Extension.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank all of our listeners here in Florida, California, David in California, and the Southeast, all across the country. And to our listeners in Canada, I just met one a couple of weeks ago. She listens from Canada and was so excited to know that I was in a meeting that she was at. She just couldn't believe it.
Aww.
So I just thought that was so funny. And so we would love to have you go to our Facebook page and like it. Give us 5 stars, reviews, and tell someone. Tell someone who is new to Florida, there's a great gardening show you need to listen to. And Lizzie and I would just, we would love that.
Well, we definitely have to thank our listeners, too. Listeners, you are amazing because not only do you text correctly and everything and just engage with us, but you make our job so much more fun. So thank you for that.
I do. Yeah, it's so true. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, maker of organic mosquito bits and dunks and organic year-round oil spray, I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
October is National Pedestrian Safety Month, and a time to remind everyone that pedestrian safety is a shared responsibility. Pedestrians, walk on sidewalks, or if a sidewalk isn't available, walk facing traffic. Watch for cars exiting driveways or backing up in parking lots, and remain visible at all times. Motorists, failing to yield to pedestrians in crosswalks could result in a citation and points on your driver's license. Remember, pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.